Athens takes a lot of pride in being a music town, the city that gave us REM, Widespread Panic, the B-52s, and so many more. Now some of the town's biggest musical luminaries are getting a spot on the Athens Music Walk of Fame. Jimmy Sanders offers us this appreciation.
We start with arguably the biggest band to ever come out of Athens, REM. For decades, beginning with their first single, 1981's Radio Free Europe, the band forged a new style of music, one that was socially conscious, sparse, and minimal in comparison to much of the rock and roll popular in the 1980s. And best of all, it was tight as a drum. And while REM was turning heads with its sounds, another pivotal Athens band was also churning out hard-hitting, danceable rock. The members of Pylon got together in the late 70s, inspired by the punk movement. They began rehearsing in a studio located above what is now the Grill, in a room lit only by a single low-watt bulb, a 40-watt bulb, in fact. There was a third band exploding in the Athens music scene in the late 70s and early 80s. The members of the B-52s played their first show at a Valentine's Day party in 1977, and from there the band soared to shows at the famous CBGB in New York City, and praise from no less than John Lennon. Decades after those first performances, the band is still flying high, doing a 40th anniversary world tour last year. It's important to remember that Athens music history didn't start in the 1970s. And that brings us to the pioneering work of Hall Johnson.
I think I heard him say, when he was driving up the hill.
Born in the post-Reconstruction era in Athens. An accomplished violinist, Johnson made his New York debut in 1910. He spent many years working as a professional musician, but over time was drawn to choral music. His career took him to California, where he wrote, arranged, and conducted his choir for dozens of films.
Got plenty of women, you know, all over town. And I got eyes on my next door neighbor.
Born in Madison County in 1926, Neil Big Daddy Patman recorded with some of the greatest bluesmen in the world. But we like him best as a frontman, belting out the blues with electrifying intensity, soul, passion, and always, always that wailing harmonica. Singer-songwriter Vic Chestnut came to Athens via the small town of Zebulon, Georgia, and Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. Partially paralyzed from a car accident, Chestnut was influenced by the poetry of Emily Dickinson and Walt Whitman, among others. By the mid-1980s, he was in Athens, performing at the 40 Watt Club, and by the early 1990s, releasing albums, two of which were produced by Michael Stipe of REM.
Our pinhole perspective cannot translate sufficiently.
To list all of the musicians and bands that Chestnut collaborated with would require an entire segment on its own. But it's worth noting that he worked with many of his co-honorees on the Athens Music Walk of Fame, members of Widespread Panic, F Power from the Elephant Six label, and Danger Mouse. And speaking of the Elephant Six recording company, they're also among the inaugural Walk of Fame inductees. And with this particular honoree, you're getting a bunch of great bands in one collective. Elf Power, the Olivia Tremor Control, Neutral Milk Hotel, and Of Montreal, to name just a few. Back now to the 1980s and the start of another band that continues to tour to this day. Widespread Panic started in a UGA dorm room in 1981, although it wasn't until 1986 that they first used the name Widespread Panic. After playing parties and venues all over Athens, the band released its first record in 1987. Since that time, the band has continued to perform with some lineup changes, and they hold the record for the most sold-out performances in Colorado's Red Rocks Amphitheater. We should also note that they're proud to support their local public radio station, WUGA. No Who's Who of famous Athens bands would be complete without the Drive-By Truckers. Formed in the 1990s, the Truckers are an Athens band with roots that stretch deep into Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Over the course of a dozen studio albums and four live releases, the band continues to push their musical boundaries. Take his skin, peel from the bottom.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that day.
As we've seen before, collaboration is at the heart of the Athens music scene. Danger Mouse first made a splash with 2004's The Grey Album, which combined music from the Beatles' White Album with Jay-Z's The Black Album. The next year, he got a Grammy nomination as producer for Demon Days, the second album from Gorillaz, and teamed up with underground hip-hop artist MF Doom to form Danger Doom and release the album The Mouse and the Mask. And then, there's also his work with CeeLo Green in Gnarls Barkley and with James Mercer of the Shins in Broken Bells. For Athens News Matters, I'm Jimmy Sanders.